Kavadai soina, as if she really had this nus until she drinks the water. L'yoytzra abayla, that we say, therefore we say, she's also to marry to stay to live with her husband. Hilkach, therefore, l'gabi kunan ami asirya, t'chsiv zoina lo yikhu. L'ikachu, v'zu b'cheska zoini, chorus a pashra svara. A soita calls the mind she doesn't drink the mayamorim. We say she's also to her husband, because we have a doubt, like a vadi, as if she lived with that man. If she did live with that man, she's called a zayna. She's an ashes ish that lived with another man. She has a shame zayna on her. So a kohen is also to marry a zayna. So maybe it's pshita that a kohen can't marry a saita. So b'chita, maybe you want to tell me this. That what kunu etzvich akro, shura yasa ba safik zayna ke zayna, because the Torah calls a saita, like a safik zayna. As if she's a vadai zayna, that's why she's also to a husband. Gemara says, if so, truma nami lo tiboi ikro. If so, that's a kasha, then you should not even need a pasuk that you can't eat truma. Shurayasa basafik zayna kazayna. The same thing, svara. A saita is also to live with a husband. Why? Because we're saying that she must probably live with that man. If she lived with the man, she became a zayna, she's also to eat truma. If she's the bas kain, she becomes a halala now, she can't eat truma. Since so, she can't eat truma. So again, a manashach. Why does Rabbi Kiva need a pasuk for truma and not for kuna? Rashi says the yochi le truma nami lo tiboy krua. But the end of mutayim agufa. Shra yasa kasa beside the zavu zayna kavadei zayna. Over truma yadina the zayna asura. A zayna is also tit or truma. The yachsiv kisi ali yizar. That means ki tiboy ala zar etzla hi betruma zakadosh shema toichol. V'en lecha pasuk godu mizeh. Sheyeshes ish v'nevola liyachar. That an ashes ish lives with another man, pshita, she's called a zayna here, and that's called an ish achar, and avada, she's also ti truma. Says, so it's a kasha in Rabbi Kiva. Why does he need a pasuk for truma, and he does not need a pasuk for kuna? What should be the difference? So Gemara says like this, Elo, you have to answer is no, he needs a pasuk. Elo, Rabbi Kiva, I'll tell you, abul kroi ksivi. I tell you, there are four times it says the word v'nitzmo in the pasha. Or Rashi says like this. Rashi says, "Elo Rabbi Kiva Abu Kroik Sivi Yisera Beis Nitmo." It says two times the word Nitmo. V'chad V'nitmo, and one time it says the word V'nitmo. Rabbi Kiva Darish Vav, and Rabbi Kiva also dashes the extra Vav. So therefore, Rei Abu, it's like it says four times in the Torah the word V'nitmo. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with these four words? It says like this: Chatak is Labal. That now the saita, even though she's only a suffix, she becomes also to a, like a vadai to a husband. V'chad l'boyel, that she's also now to get married to the boyel. Even if the husband gives her a get, she can't marry him. V'chad l'kuna, even if the husband dies, she's not allowed to get married to a kain. And v'chad l'truma, there's a special pasuk now to teach us that she's also to a truma. In other words, tam in svara, I would say not like that. It's only doubtful whether she had this nusanat. She's not a vadai zayna. So therefore, I wouldn't say she's also to kain. I wouldn't say she's also to truma. That's why I need a pasuk to teach me now that she's tak also for truma and for kain. Yeah. All right, turn over. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, tlosa kroi ksivi. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it says three tzukim. Chav labal, v'chav laboyil, v'chav latruma. One is to teach us that she's also to truma. Ukuna, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that a saita, if the husband dies, cannot marry a kain? Ask you the kalvachayna. He learns it out from a kalvachayna that we had before. Madach gerusha, that's mutati truma, cannot get married to a kain. So a saita that can't eat truma from this pasuk nitma, pshita she can't marry a kain. So Gemara asks now, Rabbi Shmuel, mimai di yitzra kura l'truma. How do we know to say the pasuk v'nitzma is coming to teach us that she's also to eat truma? And then we make a kal v'chayma that she's also to get married to a kayin. Dilma, maybe the opposite. Ki yitzrach lakuna. Maybe the pasuk has come to teach us that a saiter is also to marry a kayin if her husband dies. Or truma shaya. And then there's no kal v'chayma to truma. Maybe to truma she's muta. Like maybe she's like a grusha. A grusha can't marry a kain, even though she's allowed to eat truma. So maybe it's only there's a kosov, she can't marry a kain. For truma, she's muta. How does Rabbi Shmuel know to say the pasuk comes for truma, and then I have a kaluchayma from grusha that she's also to get married to a kain? How do I know this? So Mor says, Amalacho, And Rabbi Shmuel answers back, Mistavrit Sesvara Dumya Debal Oboil. When the pasuk says three times the word v'nitzmo, so for the first two adashning balam boil, the svar, the third one also has to do something like the balam boil. What does that mean? Ma balo boil mechayim. They were talking about an issa when the husband is still alive. Af trumanami mechayim. Also, we're talking about an issa that takes place when the husband is still alive, which would be negate that she can't eat truma. But liafuke kuna. Mashenkin, this question if she could marry a kohen is not nagaya calls the man the husband is alive. Because the manashach, when he's alive, she can't marry anybody. Elamai, the husband will give her a get. She's a gerusha. Gerusha can't get married to a kohen. The only way she'll be able to get married to a kohen is if the husband dies. So you want to say it's a case when the husband dies? That no. All these three cases, the echad labal, the echad laboyom, and the third one is talking about halachis when the husband is still alive. So when he's still alive, truma applies. So that's what Yishma knows. The pasuk is teaching me that this site is also truma, and once I know that, then I have a kal v'chaima to say that she's also to get married to a kain. So the more of Rebbe Kiva, wasn't Rebbe Kiva also dashing this way? Rebbe Kiva says the opposite. Dumya de balo boyom. Lestly. He does not from the svara bala boil. So what? It says three times the words v'nitzmo, v'nitzmo, v'nitzmo. From just that alone, I would have said the svara is that she's also to get married to a kain. But I would not know that she's also to truma. Therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, we need like four drushes. The extra vav v'nitzmo, v'dashin fuah. V'inam, another teret says isle. No, maybe no. Maybe Rabbi Kiva also holds from the svara of we should dashin truma because it's something when the husband's alive. But I'll tell you, Milsa, the Yatim, Mekal V'chayma, Torach V'chasav L'Kra, sometimes you say like that. True, the Pasuk is talking about Truma. Once I know a site that can't eat Truma, now I have a Kal V'chayma to say that she should not be able to eat, to get married to a Kohen either. That I know now from Mekal V'chayma. Why does the Pasuk say an extra verb of fourth drasha? That's a clause sometimes. Milsa, the Yatim, Mekal V'chayma, something that you really couldn't have from Mekal V'chayma, still the Svar is Torach V'chasav L'Kra. So the Torah comes to write it down. Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav, Dova Shiyesh Bardas Lishoyel, V'yein Bardas Lishoyel Mihai Kronavka. That chiluk that we made before, that we say, Sofik Tuma, Brishus Sayochis, Exeris HaKosi, learn out from Saito, that it's Tomei. And we say with the Tanayan the condition, that it has to be involved with a man, with a person that has Das, that really he was around the situation, he should be able to be asked. He doesn't know, so what? But as long as a man is involved in the situation, then we have the limit from Saita that Menasofika becomes Tami. So if Gidl says, I know from this Pasuk here, the Pasuk says, V'habosor asheyiga b'chol Tomei lo yechel. V'adai Tomei hu. So it does say, V'habosor asheyiga b'chol Tomei, Bosor that became Tomei from something, for Yabosar, but the Yabosar, the meat, Ashiga, because I'm touched anything, came to me, Loyach, he can't eat it. So, Dashin, Vadai, Tom, Yud, Loyach, only if you know for sure, some Abosar that's Kutchim. So, if you have a Bosar from Kutchim, from a carbon, if it becomes Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. Only if it's Vadai Tomei. Hosophic Tomei, Vesophic Tor Yechel. Mashka, if you have a doubt whether this meat became Tomei or not, then you're allowed to eat it. That's a spot that we have bosor asheyiga b'chol tamei lo yoichel, only if you know for sure touched it. That's one pasuk. Furthermore, Amos says, what does the other pasuk say? We have bosor kol tor yoichel bosor. That you're the opposite way. That you're only allowed to eat bosor that's vaday tor hu diyochel. Only if the meat is for sure tor, you're allowed to eat it. Diyochel bosor hasofik tamei v'sofik tor lo yoichel. Might not be a doubt though whether the meat became tummy or not, a bosa kochim, then you're not allowed to eat it. It's chutzestira. The first pasuk is mashma, so only also you know vade it's tummy. And here it's mashma, you could only eat it if you know vade it's Torah, so it's a stira. Ella, what do you have to say? Lashramino, kan shiyesh badatli shoyl, kan shayin badatli shoyl. That the pshat and the pasuk is it depends. If there was an adult there, man around the situation when it happened, that he was able to be asked, then we say, Minasafik Taker, it's Tomei. But if there was no man around there, there was only a cotton or nobody was there, then Minasafik we say, that's Taker Tor. Mar says now Yitzchak Rav Gidlo Marav Yitzchak Lemigva Misaita. We need both drushes. The Midrav have a mina be Mishiyach ve Mishas Rabin. I would have thought the same time as Yesh, but that's the show is always suffered on me. As Yitzchak Lemigva Misaita, learn from Misaita only Mishas Yochid. We Misaita have a mina the Yikadas Nageyo Magia. Maybe you have to have both people have to have das. Because by Saita, the man and the Isha both have das. So maybe when do we say if a Sufik Tumah takes place with Shasa Yochim, it's Vaday Tumah only where it's a man to another man, where both of them have das. Mashenkin, if it's a sheriff to a man, that the sheriff doesn't have das, maybe you don't have the Xeras Kosta from Saita to say it's Tumah, his Tricha. From this, learn how from Basar, you see Basar doesn't have das. So it has to be if the person is around there, if one of them has das, that's enough. But that's the double limit here, that when do we say the klal, Sofit Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, is Tomei, only where it's Yesh B'Das Lishol, where a man was involved there. But when there's no man involved, that's called the case of Ein B'Das Lishol, then there's no Gzeres HaKasa from Saita, and then for Kert Misael Liva B'Chastas Taira, that the meat remains Tor. Right, stop here. You're holding that chuf test on the from the bottom by the two dots. More so like this. Voy ba yoim dorash of ekiba v'chol kli cheres. The Mishnah says that day they made a drasha that a kli cheres is mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah said that voy ba yoim dorash of ekiba v'kiba darshin u kli cheres hasheyipo mehem el toichoi that kol hasheh b'toichoi yitma. So the kiva darshin from here that limud that kika sheni shemetame sashlishi. He learns that Mira Posita tells us that there's such a thing as a shlishi by chulin. That means the kika that became tome inside the klicheris. The klicheris was a rishon l'tuma, and the kika is a sheni. When the kika, the bread, touches a piece of anything else, its metame makes it into a shlishi. That's what Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yeshua said no. That he said there's an akamah door that's going to say no, that the third kikar, kikar shlishi is tahor. And they're going to say, shein la mikra min atayru shutamei, that they don't have a posik. And now Rabbi Kiva dashes a posik. So the kids in the Mishnah says that the Rabbi Kiva had a posik to say that by chulin, a sheni makes a shlishi. And the Birchon of Mitzaka, like we're saying, not the Birchon of Mitzaka, it was... Rabbi Yeshua was saying that there's a common door that's going to say not like that. They're going to say that a kikar shlishi is taketor. So Mara says like this now. Since he doesn't have it, why is it tomei? In other words, Rashi says as Mashmah from the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yechon of Mitzaka, even though he doesn't hold the pasuk that Rabbi Kiva dashins, but he still holds that there is a tumah shlishi. Just he's going to say there's going to be another door that's going to say it's tahor. But mashmi he himself, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, holds that there is a shlishi by chulin. So the question the Gemara asks now: how does he know it? And Rashi says, why is a tumah at least by truma? Then it says there'll be a dor acha that's going to be mitayirit even for truma. Mashmah Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he himself holds no that it's tomei akol ponim by truma. In other words, by truma he agrees that a sheni could make a shlishi. So how does he know that? So Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav min haTorah ein loy tzaka shru, from the Torah the pasuk we don't have a clear pasuk. But I tell you midin kal v'chayim yesh loy. But if Yechon and Mitzakai can learn it out from the Kalva Chaima to say that a sheni should make a shlishi l'tuma negate to truma. That means a piece of bread that's a sheni l'tuma, if it touches truma, it could be matama the truma. How do we know this? Oma tful yoyim. Madach somebody that was tuma that went to the mikvah that day. Shemuta b'chulin. After you come out of the mikvah, you tori lad eat chulin. Still paisel b'truma. O tful yoyim is not lad eat truma. If so, kika sheni, a kika that has a tuma sheni on it, she apostle b'chulin, it has a tuma schula, for chulin it's called tamei, is einadin she yasha shlishi b'shuma. For sure, as a kal b'chayma, that anything that has a tuma sheni on it, when it touches truma, it makes it into a shlishi.
that there should be a shlishia koponim by truma. That's Rabbi Yechon's kavuchaima. Learn that from a tful yom. A tful yom is matame is also ti truma. So pshita sheni makes a shlishi by truma. This the Gemara says. Ikal mifrim. I could ask the question. No, I tell you malitz tful yom shekeinav hatuma. It's possible to say that the tful yom became tuma because of an avatuma. Like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi who going tuma meis or izav or mitzoris shein betuma savois that they were av hatuma. And true, and then they went to the mikvah, so they have the heresh shemesh, they have to wait till night time. But I call upon them, that's full yom, the fact they went to the mikvah that day, they went because they were tomei an avatuma. But over here, you want to tell me now, a sheni latuma, maybe a sheni cannot make a shlishi, even by truma. Sumara says true, but I'll tell you, they say, me,